time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
April 15th, the Sunday in white, Low Sunday, also the second Sunday of Easter. Today's gospel is often used as an occasion to prove the church's control of the forgiveness of sins and even to demand more frequent confession. The church, in this perspective, has a monopoly on forgiveness and must be stern in its use. Patently, this narrowly circumscribes the passionate forgiveness of God whom Jesus came to reveal. God may be generous for forgiveness, it is implied, but the church cannot and should not be. Yet the story of Thomas immediately after suggests that such an interpretation of Jesus missed the points. To forgive is not a right to be jealously guarded, but an obligation to be exercised generously. We do not earn our own forgiveness by forgiving others. Rather, we manifest the generosity and the implacability of God's forgiveness of us. Once upon a time, there was a man who counted carefully all his grudges. He remembered all the cruelties of the schoolyard when he did something well, the feather-brained irresponsibility, as he saw it, of the young woman he had dated, dishonesty of his business associates, the insensitivity of his wife, the ingratitude of his children. So many people had done such terrible things to him that he figured there had to be a conspiracy. You know the feeling? Yeah, they're all conspiring against us. Who could organize such a mass conspiracy? Only God. For some reason, maybe it was his face, God did not like him. That was unfair, but what could he do? If God had a grudge against him, that was God's privilege. But then he had the right to hold a grudge against God. So he died lonely and isolated, hated, he thought, by everyone who ought to have loved him. I have a grudge against you, he told God on his first meeting. So what? God replied. I don't have a grudge against you, so forget about it. Then God showed him the people at his funeral mass. All the people who had injured him were sobbing in church. Do you think maybe you missed the point? God asked.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.